99.3 The Vine. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Well, as promised, live on the phone, Phyllis Papa, the Atlantic City Ballet Director. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yep, there we go. Now we got a good, solid connection. Well, how are you this morning?
I'm great this morning.
I'm looking forward to this. I was doing a little bit of homework. It's probably the number one ballet ever, right? Isn't Swan Lake like number one?
Yes, I think after Nutcracker.
After Nutcracker, okay, they're tied. Maybe
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, they're probably tied, but most people have, almost everyone has heard of Swan Lake.
Yeah, because it's the oldest story ever told, good versus evil.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Well, you know, what's really interesting is that the first time it was received, it wasn't well received. And that's the same thing with Nutcracker. The first time they did Nutcracker, it wasn't well received either in Russia.
Really?
Yeah. So in 1877, Moscow, it was the first ballet. It didn't go well. But believe it or not, it got popular when San Francisco Ballet brought it here in 1940. Can you believe?
Ooh, 1940. Okay. You know, and I hadn't put two and two together. Tchaikovsky would be Russian.
Yes.
Okay, there. I just put that. I'm a little slow on the uptake, so I can put it all together. See, I'm learning a little history about it as well. So what makes this production special to you? What's the twist? What's the deal?
Well, it has a wonderful story, first off, a very unusual story if you think about stories. You know, here's this sorcerer who takes women and turns them into swans by day, and they're women by night. I mean, that's just it's just fantastic.
Yeah. And it holds up for today. It's still, you know, got enough edge to it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It has enough excitement also of what in the world is going to happen with these women.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're doing, you're bringing the whole production out for just that one day, two shows on Saturday, January the 26th.
Yes, we are. Yes, well, we were there last year for Sleeping Beauty, and we had a wonderful performance there, and we just love coming back. Of course, the weather is great compared to, we have snow on the ground right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. So Swan Lake is just so much fun, and being at the Performing Arts Center, they have been so great to us, so we just enjoy coming out.
Well, we appreciate you coming out. So the show is Saturday, January the 26th. It's a doubleheader, so you have a choice. You go to the matinee at 2 p.m. or the evening show at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then to buy tickets, I know we go to lincolntheater.org, and then there's a phone number. Would you like me to give that out?
Yes.
Okay, so the phone number would be 707-944-9900, or lincolntheater.org, and get your tickets. Get them quick. I'll bet they're selling awfully well, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're going to go fast because it's such a popular ballet. People know the name. Maybe they've never seen it before, but it's the entire four acts. So it's going to be just a treat.
It will be a treat. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to call us this morning and give us a little heads up. I'm going to keep talking about it all the way up to the show.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure. Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Oh, absolutely, Phyllis. And you have a fantastic show, and hopefully I'll come up and see you. We'll take a selfie together.
Wonderful. Okay.
Right. Have a great day. Thanks, Phyllis.
Bye-bye. Bye.
There you go. Well, it's coming up Saturday, January the 26th. Two shows, 7 and 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's the oldest story told, the struggle between good and evil, all brought to you by the Atlantic City Ballet.
99.3 The Vine.
Dreaming of a 99. 99-